Om Shanti. So far you have learnt about, in the first lesson, what did you learn of the Raj Yoga train course? What were you introduced to? I am a soul. What was the second lesson? Right? You learnt about the relationship between the soul and the Supreme Soul, Atma and Paramatma. What was the third lesson today about? Yes. Yes. So how do you inculcate those better sanskars and also clear those karmic accounts? So in today's session, we will learn how do we apply that first lesson in our day-to-day life. What does soul consciousness mean? Atmabhimani sthiti, iska matlab kya hota hai? Yahan sikhaya jata hai, here we learn, if you are soul conscious, you are happy. If you are body conscious, you are unhappy. You heard that? Why do we say that? What does soul consciousness mean? And why is first lesson at Brahma Kumaris always that you are a soul, not this body? That's where the whole story begins. Yes or no? Why do we do that, or why do we say that? What is the foundation? We will learn those applied spirituality concepts in this session. So this framework, I call it a soul conscious leadership. How can we incorporate this awareness that I am a soul, and how do we translate that into our day-to-day life? The new consciousness for new world. So if we want to create a new world, you must have heard Shivani Ben also talk about it quite often. So where does that new world begin? Begins with me, it begins here. So what should change here? If I want to create that new world, starting with a new me, a new family, and then spreading it to the new society, community, and the world in general. So it starts with a new me. So what is that new me? So that's where the first lesson. Aham Atma, Mama Sharira. Maham means I, Mama means mine. So I am the soul, and this body belongs to me. I am not this body. Why this simple innocuous principle is so powerful, let's just explore this concept in a lot more detail. Smriti comes from the word smara, that which you repeat. Smaran. So smriti is something that which you repeat, that is automatically in you, which is what we call as awareness. Who you think you are. That is the smriti, the who. And this smriti determines your vritti, comes from the word vritta, the circle. Vritta, that means your attitude. So who you think you are determines how you behave or how you view things. In a minute we will explore this in a little more detail. And how you look at the world or the other person determines what you find in them, your drishti. Smriti se vritti, vritti se drishti, your vision, what you find. And what you find determines your action, kriti. Drishti se kriti, karma. And whatever actions you perform, that is what creates your srishti, creation. And this srishti, whatever srishti I create around me, I'm not talking about the whole world, I'm talking about the Srishti around me. That is what influences my Smriti, and that completes the circle. And this is a very, very powerful framework of how our inner world creates our outer world. Quite often you must have heard that, right? That the outer world is a reflection of the inner world. But how does that outer world create or influence, how does that inner world create or influence the outer world? This is the sequence, this is the framework. My Smriti, who I think I am, determines how I see myself and the world around me, my Vritti. And my Vritti determines my vision, what I find. And my Drishti determines my action. And my action creates the Srishti. Many of you leaders must have tried to change the culture in your organizations. Yes or no? And a lot of culture change attempts, they fail. Lot of them. Some of them spectacularly. Especially when two big organizations merge and when they want to align the culture, a lot of times those mergers don't succeed. Because you get the answer here. You are trying to change the action to change the creation around them, which is their organization. But action depends on what? Drishti depends on what? And Vritti depends on what? So without changing who they think they are, you are trying to change only how they act. That is why things come back. That's why we start many of these initiatives at the national level, international level. Most of them don't succeed because we are not changing the awareness. And this is the most important lesson I learned when I came to Brahma Kumaris. If you want to change the Srishti, you start by changing the Smriti. And that's where the first lesson comes in. Ahamatma Mama Shariram. I am a soul and this is my body. This small change in our awareness, how does it create a new world? How does it make me a new me? Is what we will explore in the next few minutes. Any questions here? Is this clear? Because this is very important that you understand this framework. And this is what we are going to explore. And the whole Brahma Kumari's philosophy, whatever Brahma Kumaris say, whatever Shivani Ben says, the underlying framework is this simple picture you are seeing here. This picture answers the why of what Brahma Kumaris do. Why Brahma Kumaris say what they say is captured in this picture, the essence. Clear? Can I move ahead? Good. So let's explore this relationship, especially my awareness. How does it impact my attitude? Let's see that. So what is awareness? What is that Smriti? It is who you believe you are. Amar, you can come in the front here. So who you think you are when you step into the office, when you step into your home, when you move with your friends, is that changing or not? That's why sometimes if you are too official at home, your kids will remind you, Amma, you're at home. You're not at office. Appa, I'm not your team member, I'm your kid. Right? So that awareness. And when you step out to represent your office or country, so it is often unconscious and subtle. That Smriti. Now, let me show you how this awareness impacts our action. Again, I'm not here to argue anything. I'm not going to use the word right or wrong. I usually don't use those two words. So let's explore this simple example. What does science say? Our ancestors were like? Again, I'm not talking about right or wrong. We are just exploring a particular way of looking at things. If this is the belief, yes, chimpanzees also do get depressed. And the religion says, here at Brahma Kumaris, if you come, or the spiritual organizations in India at least, they say our ancestors were like this. This is a question of belief. We are not talking about who is right or who is wrong. But when I take this belief, extend it to the next step, how does it impact my thinking? How does it impact my worldview? If my belief is I am an ape, my ancestors were apes, I am fundamentally an ape with basal instincts, and nature is to fight and win, it will be survival of the fittest. This is what follows from the belief, correct? Then, in order to get along with others, I must suppress these basal emotions. Because I am fundamentally an animal. Because that's where the belief comes from. Now, if we change this belief, if we say that we are descendants of divine beings, if that becomes our belief, then what happens? Is this the logical extension of the awareness that I am a descendant of a divine being? This is how we'll start feeling? This is logical. It's step by step. I'm not talking any esoteric stuff here. I'm fundamentally divine and my nature is peace, love and joy. If that is what I think I am, then my effort is just to emerge and express these latent qualities. That's it. I don't have to borrow. I am not an animal trying to become a human being. I am a divine being trying to go back to my divinity. See the beauty? Then the whole process becomes so much more easier. So the whole process, whole purusharth or the whole spiritual effort boils down to you emerging what you already have, you returning to who you already are. You emerging what you already have and you returning to who you already are. This is not about who is right or who is wrong. Awareness impacts action and belief impacts behavior. Very important. Is that simple? Logical? You are with me? So now you saw the first circle, awareness. How does it impact? The famous iceberg model, many of you must be familiar with. We want to change results, so we try to change behaviors. We sponsor for programs, for trainings, for coaches. But in a few months, what happens? Comes back. Because fundamentally, our beliefs are not changed. Who we think we are. Because that is what governs our thoughts, our thinking, and that's what creates our feelings, our emotions, and that is what drives our behavior. And then comes the result. So if you're trying to change the result in any part of your life, start here. That is when this change will be more permanent. Now we explored how awareness, who we believe we are, impacts our action. Correct? Now let's explore the next half of this circle. How the vritti, the attitude, determines what I find. So here what I am hypothesizing is how I see changes what I find. So let's check. What are you seeing in the picture? You're seeing a bird, two legs, some grass, some birds, and some water holding small kid. It could be fish, it could be kid, whatever, holding something. And the beak, yes, this is what you're seeing, correct? Now what are you seeing? Yes? Boat, fish, and trees, island, yes. Some tents, and again the water moved on the other side now. Yes? Now if I ask you, and as almost all of you must have figured out, I haven't changed a single pixel in the picture. I just turned it upside down. Is there a fish here? Is there a bird here? Is there a boat here? Is there a beak here? Is there a tree here? Is there a leg here? You will say yes and no. You will say it depends. What you are seeing depends on how you are seeing. Extremely important. What you are finding in the picture depends on how you are seeing the picture without changing the reality. This is the most important part. I did not change a single pixel. The reality is reality. But when I changed the way I look at things, the things I look at change. When I change the way I look at things I look at change without changing the reality. So when I start experiencing that I am a soul, when I change the way I look at myself, I change what I see in myself. When I change the way I look at yourself, I change what I see in yourself. Let's take a simple example. If as a boss, you don't trust your team members and you say these are cheaters, I have to put all sorts of processes and procedures in place. Why? Because I don't trust them. So that is how you see. And depending on how you see, your attitude, your drishti also becomes that, because you will start searching for all their mistakes, because that's where your attention is. And all the whole organization becomes a reflection of what the leader's attitude is, in a very subtle way. So when I change the way I look at things I look at change. The same thing with myself. I can look at myself as a bag of weaknesses, or I can look at myself as a bundle of virtues. It's your choice. If you look at yourself as a bag of weaknesses, what will you find? Another weakness. And that is endless. Ek nikalo to aur. Aata rahega, aata rahega. But if you consider yourself as a bundle of virtues, then what will you find? You will pick the virtue. When you change the way you look at yourself, what you find in yourself changes. So that's the fundamental change we start here. Aham Atma, Mama Shariram. So when I see myself as a soul, when I see you as a soul, I start looking at what is common in us. I start looking at what are the virtues I have, what are the virtues you have. Then we start relating at that level. But when I see I am a body and you are body, you see all the differences that come in. The color, the size, the weight, the height, the nationality, the language that you speak, the food that you eat, the dress that you wear, all of these are associated with body. So when I see you as a body, I get into these differences. And all this sorrow is because of this division, how things get divided. But what is unifying? When I see you as a soul, when I see myself as a soul, then there is nothing that is different. We are all, there is a lot of commonality in both of us. See the big difference? And all of this is change in one single smriti, awareness. Aham Atma, Mama Shariram. I am a soul and this is my body. You see how such one small principle, how much impact it has on my own thinking and my own life and on the people around me. We will explore that in a little more detail. So when I start with this new awareness that I am a soul, then my smriti determines my sthiti. If I keep telling myself that I am bad, I am weak, this world is lousy, I am lousy, what will happen to my state of mind, my sthiti? It'll become lousy. Because what is your tathastu machine saying? Each time you say I am lousy, what is your tathastu machine saying? Tathastu. My smriti determines my sthiti, and my sthiti forms my swaroop. That state of mind that I am in creates my being itself. It becomes a part of me, swaroop. And from my swaroop comes my samarthi, my capability, my power. If I start with smriti that I can't do this, I am weak, then I become an embodiment of weakness. Then what I have is only weakness. But when I start with this smriti, this awareness that I am powerful, I am strong, then that power starts emerging. So it all starts with that smriti. So when we say soul consciousness, what does it mean? So dehi abhimani sthiti, it means I am unique. We will explore each one of them. And how does this awareness transform our srishti or our life? We will see that. I am equal. I am not same. There is a big difference. Equality is not equal to sameness. I am eternal. I am connected. I am valuable. Because now I see myself as a bundle of powers, bundle of virtues, values, not as a bag of weaknesses. I am powerful. I am master, not victim. I create my experience. You remember we discussed yesterday, I am a product of my attention. I create my experience. I am loved. I am light. I am capable. And I am pure. And all of this with just one small change in awareness. That ahamatma mama shariram. Now let's explore each one of these. I'll skip this for the want of time. Now, is there anyone like you on this earth or in this hall of 300 people? Anyone? We have 7 billion souls on this earth, maybe a little more. Is there anyone like you? Let that sink in. There's nobody else like you in this whole universe. Among 7 billion people, there is nobody else like you. Even if I do 1,000 plastic surgeries on myself, I cannot become you. You are you. Each one of us is unique. You are unique. I am unique. Simple? Har atma ki apni apni kahani hai. Ek na mile dusre se. What does that mean? I am unique. Now let's explore this smriti. When I have this smriti, smara means remember, in my mind, and when I come into action with this smriti, how does my srishti change? Let's go a little deeper. Yes? Yes or no? Yes or no? I'm just going logically step by step. I am unique means you are also unique. Yes. Now let's extend this smriti in different parts of our life. Let's apply this smriti for the self. If I cannot become you, you cannot become me, then I stop trying to become somebody else. Isn't that beautiful? And because I am, I accept myself as I am because I can never become like you. I can learn from you, but I cannot become you. Law nahi kehta. Now let's take this forward. Then I stop rejecting myself. Why do I reject? Because of subtle comparison. Yes or no? Behind every rejection, there is a subtle comparison. But when I start accepting myself, this smriti that nobody can become like me and I cannot become like anyone else, I start accepting. That self-acceptance and self-compassion, they come naturally. and all types of comparisons disappear because they have absolutely no meaning. And when there is no comparison, what happens to jealousy? Is there any place? But where does this come from? When will this come? Only when you have this awareness that, can you say that loudly? You had ganna juice, right? And that's good sugar. So loud. Again. 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 Yes. Very important that you internalize these smritis because they are so powerful. Now let's extend. Positive self-esteem increases and self-criticism decreases. One of the biggest issues in today's times, even in students and professionals, is this. These are the kinds of people who come to me. A lot of them hate themselves. There's something very strong. Yeah. Because nobody taught them that they are unique. And we will see that. And that's what helps me in developing non-judgmental awareness. Sakshi Drashta Sthiti. Very important. Because I don't impose myself on you. And I don't expect me to become like you. I am who I am. And this does not mean you will not want to grow. Like that famous phrase we use in India, I am like this only. This does not mean that. We are talking about from the positive sense. Now, let's extend this to relationships. You are unique means your tastes, your reactions, your abilities are all different from mine. If I'm unique and my spouse is unique, then her tastes are different and my tastes are different. Balabhai, 30 saal ho gaya. Mujhe white pasand hai, usko black pasand hai. Wardrobe dekho. Black se bhara hua hai. Not a speck of white. Ye koi relationship hai? Ye koi pyar hai? Not one white dress. But what about your wardrobe? Not one black dress, but this is what she should do because she is my wife or he is my husband. But when I bring in this smriti that she is unique, her black is my white. My white is her black. What is white to me is black to her. And that is not wrong. Wo alag hai, galat nahi hai. She's different. She's not wrong. Because she's unique. I'm unique. And when I get this smriti, this constant kinchatan to change the other person, it disappears. Then I start accepting their feature as feature and not as a bug. All relationships problems. All relationships, any relationship you take. Husband, wife, mother, father, parent, child, teacher, student, all relationship problems arise when you consider someone else's feature as a bug and try to fix it. Wo feature hai, fix nahi hota hai. Aur aap usko fix karne ki koshish kar rahe ho. Because it's a part of the system. And when will you start accepting? With this smriti, that I am unique, she is unique. Wo alag hai, galat nahi hai. Picture jana hai, garden jana hai. 3 ghante se bahas chal rahi hai. Na picture gaye, na garden gaye. Yes, you want to go to picture, you love that. Fine, I would like to go to garden. This time let's go to the picture. Next time when you ask him to come to the garden, will he reciprocate or not? I'm talking about normal people. For abnormal people, I have a different session. This is all for normal people. Okay? So mutual respect increases and I listen to you. Please write down that equation. So without having this smriti, this set of smritis of soul consciousness, there cannot be true love. when I stop the desire to change you and allow you to be yourself, you start feeling safe. Why do I feel unsafe? Because there's constant expectation. This constant desire for me to change as per that person's wishes. When that wish disappears, I am who I am. I will still respect. Because you are unique, I respect you for who you are. And I? How many times in your relationships you must have asked the other person, can I be myself? Can I share? Can I disagree? All that disappears just with this one smriti. I am unique. You are unique. And I don't need permission to be myself because... And most of the interpersonal conflicts disappear because you need not like what I like and I need not like what you like. And that is okay. Now, something interesting about conflicts. All conflicts are because of me, not because of the other person. Let me explain. My team member comes late by 30 minutes every day. Now, who is having the conflict with whom? I am having the conflict with my team member because my team member is happy coming 30 minutes late. Right? My spouse doesn't get up and help me in washing the dishes. He is happy sleeping or she is happy sleeping. Who is having conflict with whom? So you don't have to get disheartened. What this means is, if you are the creator of the conflict, you are also powerful enough to resolve the conflict. Lekin humne kya kiya? Remote unko de diya. Bhai aap dabao, main aachungi. Sabko liberally, sabko remote dekhe rakhe hain. Now, remove the batteries. Let them have the remote. Let them see that change once you go back from Mount Abu. Wo dabate rahenge lekin response nahi milega. Right? Aap kitne baar dabaoge apne remote? Channel change hi nahi hota hai kyunki usme battery hai hi nahi. And it increases mutual acceptance. Acceptance is different from agreement. Please make a note. Human beings yearn for acceptance, not agreement. When I respect your opinion as much as I respect my opinion, it means I am accepting you. I can still disagree with you, but I respect you for your opinion. See the difference? So what human beings look for is that respect. And that's why many a times if our boss listens to us, we say, Meri sunwai hui. I feel lighter. He heard me. Now, is he going to solve all of that? Or she is going to solve all of that? I don't know. Because then I start appreciating their constraints. But at least you genuinely respected. You did not brush me aside. That is acceptance. Not agreement. And because we don't want to agree, we mistake acceptance and agreement. Manna hi nahi hai na. Toh sunke kya karenge? Iske sunna hi ban kar denge. And that breaks all relationships. Because of this wrong expectation that if I listen, I might be creating an expectation that I am agreeing with that person. But I don't want to agree, so I stop listening. No, these are two different things. Acceptance means you are respecting that person. That's it. You don't necessarily have to agree with it. Yes. What expectations? No, I can always say, after they have completed, this is my viewpoint. And it is for these reasons that I cannot go with whatever you are saying. Maybe 50% is what I can follow because it satisfies these constraints. But you are having it as a mutually. You are not faulting her or him for having a different opinion. And that's what they want. They want that respect. They want that respect. There are three things all of us, irrespective of our age, we desire. All of us. Irrespective of your age, irrespective of your nationality. The first thing, is I want to be loved. Yes or no? That includes respect, safety, non-judgmental awareness, and we call it out. The second one, I don't want to be judged. So all of us carry an invisible tag around our neck in every conversation, and two lines are written on that. Respect me, don't judge me. Right? And the third one is, I want to grow. I want to be loved. I don't want to be judged. And I want to grow. When you acknowledge these three inherent impulses in the other human being and start speaking to them or relating to them from that angle, see the difference in the relationship. So when Gen Z comes to me, when some of the leaders in my office, they say, we are not able to get along, can you speak with them? I don't find it any difficulty at all in having a conversation and building a relationship and making them do what I think they should be doing. It's so simple. Because it starts with this mutual respect. He or she is unique, I am unique. When you start from this perspective, all these aspects of this generational shift, this generational gap, all that disappear. In Indian families, when I go with this Smriti that I am unique, my son is unique, IIT, topper, CEO, founder, ये painter बनना चाहता है, भीख मंगेगा, कैसे दिखाऊं अपनी सूरत, IIT, and you are a painter. What the parents could not become, they want to make their kids, and that puts enormous pressure. Your children are not your children. They came through you, not from you. Your children are not your children. They came through you, not from you. Allow them to tell their own story. Khalil Gibran from the Prophet. So when I start accepting their uniqueness, I allow them to bloom. I won't impose. I will guide if they want to. I will share. But I will not impose what I think they should become. When I go to IITs and engineering colleges to address the students, when I ask them, these are first years who just joined, I ask them, how many of you joined here because someone else in your family wanted you here? More than 50% hands go up. Can you believe? Because we are violating this principle. And impact on work. Every team member is respected as they are. This creates a safe space. How many times in your office, in meetings, you wanted to say something and then you said, nahi, abhi nahi kehte hain. Yes or no? Every single one of us. Why? Because we are scared. That what will be the repercussions? But if you are a leader and you allow every single team member to be themselves and you acknowledge that they are unique, they can be different from your opinion, wo alag hai, galat nahi hai, then you will allow them to express at least. And that creates psychological safety in the teams, which is what we all need. They need to feel safe in my presence as a boss. And that takes the quality of conversations a notch higher because I'm not cutting anyone off. You can be different in front of me. That's okay. And you don't have to get scared to be different, to have a different opinion from than mine. I am presenting a proposal. There's one team member who sees all the positives in the proposal. I love that guy. There's another team member. He stands up and then he shows all those things that will not work. Nobody else can see those. Only he can see it. Bahut negative banda hai. हमेशा नेगेटिव ही देखता है, हमेशा क्या काम नहीं करता है वही बताता है. Because I want them to agree with what I am saying, but if I bring in this smriti that I am unique, this one is unique, he is able to see things which the others are not able to see. Others are seeing only happy path, but he is able to see how things will break. Maybe there is something important that I need to consider when I am developing my product, because those situations might arise. Can I respect and start having a conversation? Because I am unique, he is unique, he is unique. That one smriti, you see, how does it change my complete interaction? Then I will not cut them off. I say, go ahead, share. Again, acceptance is not agreement. I respect your opinion. Let me review. If it makes sense, we will incorporate in the product. Otherwise, at least you gave a good suggestion. Thank you. And then you inspire that person to keep thinking and then start contributing. Otherwise, when you cut them off, what happens? And how many times you felt in your life, mujhe pata tha, ye hone wala tha, kaam nahi karega, pata tha na mujhe. And you'll say, why didn't you speak? I don't know whether they will agree or not because this is an unpopular opinion. But if your boss or the environment allowed you to speak and that was considered, then this loss could have been avoided, right? And where is this violation coming? Because they have not acknowledged my uniqueness. No idea is brushed aside, creates more opportunities for better ideas to be shared. So now, if you see, we just took one aspect of soul consciousness and we spent about 30 minutes. Very simple. And if I say you are unique, will you fight? No, I'm a copycat. No, I'm a copy of somebody else. Will you say that? No, you will say I'm unique. This is a self-evident truth that I'm unique. So when I start taking this smriti, this awareness, and apply in various aspects of my life, see the beauty that comes out. Lot of unnecessary kinchatan, overthinking, struggle, frustration, comparison, all of that disappears. So when you talk about social media comparison, if you go through the unit 3 of digital wellness book, it talks about this uniqueness solution to overcome the comparison trap. That whole comparison becomes meaningless. It falls apart. Just with this one smriti that I am unique. So can you say that again? Again. Again. Good. So now, spend a few minutes. What specific challenges in my life, in my relationships, at my workplace can I overcome using the awareness I am unique and the other person is also unique? Just reflect. Take a couple of minutes. Whatever interpersonal conflicts you have, if you go a little deeper, somewhere or the other, it's a violation of this principle. When you respect this principle, then there are no conflicts. You will still agree to disagree. You will respect. Yes, that's what my boss taught me. He says, Bala, I know. If I say this, you will not agree with me. But I want you to do this. Because these are my constraints. And he says, let us agree to disagree so that we don't become disagreeable to each other. Right? Let us agree to disagree so that we don't become disagreeable to each other. Any questions so far? Good. No, good point. Good point. There's one more principle I created for myself after coming to Brahma Kumaris. Koi bhi gyan purusharthahin banane ke liye use nahi karna chahiye. If you should always use this spiritual knowledge to become a better version of yourself. If you are using it to become lazy, to support your weaknesses, then that is not this what this gyan is meant for. The same person. Yeah. Yeah. But they don't know this, right? Only you know that. So in your treatment, you are treating them, so you are respecting. So naturally they will start liking. But they don't have to reciprocate because they haven't attended the session. So there is no chance of them misusing. They will continue to do what they are doing. And if they come to know this, they will come to know this only through this session. And if they sit through the session, they will not do that. That I will promise. Good. So now let's take another one. I am equal. I am not same. Take a simple example. A lily in a garden is equal to a rose in the garden because both are flowers. A lily does not necessarily have to become a rose. Lily is lily, rose is rose. Both of them are unique and both of them are... It takes some time for you to wrap around this thought. They don't have to be same, they are equal. Unique. And that's exactly how Baba looks at us. And this is not a violation. This is a corollary of uniqueness. If I'm unique, I can't be same. Yes or no? It's very simple. It's a corollary. So that means I'm equal. There is no better or lesser. No. We are all equal. To what extent we express those qualities is again unique. It's different. It doesn't have to be the same. So I treat all my team members equally. What does it mean? I'll give the same hike and bonus. And half of them quit. Because you kaam nahi karte, usko bhi aap reward kar rahe ho. Because you want to remain equal. Equality is not same. When you make equality as sameness, misunderstand equality as sameness, fairness suffers. When you make equality as sameness or misunderstand equality as sameness, fairness suffers. So equality is about the opportunities that I am giving, the input. All are equal. I'll provide them the same number of opportunities. But when I reward, uniqueness comes in because I need to be fair. So all these are explained in a lot more detail in the Soul Consciousness book that has been gifted to you. So we will do this reflection today when we go out for reflection on rocks. Please don't forget to carry this book because we are going to spend some time reflecting in the open space on the rocks. I am neither lesser than someone or more than someone. I am equal. I'll give you an example of how parents violate this simple principle. I was talking to my friend's sister. She called me from US and then she said, Bala, my younger son, he's locked himself into the room. He doesn't speak at all. Very bright kid, but this is what has happened. I need your help. So I was just trying to understand what the background a little bit. Her elder son is an extrovert and younger son is an introvert. So the last 15 to 16 years literally has been a torture for the younger one because both parents, Indians, tu apne bhai ke jaisa bahar kyun nahi jata hai? Games kyun nahi khelta hai? Bolta kyun nahi? Tu silent kyun rehta hai? And now he shut himself off. Because they violated this principle of uniqueness. Yes, we love people who are extroverts, who will speak. And even the teacher likes the one who raises their hand and say, I know, I will give the answer, and not the one who is silent. And you see what they have done to their kid. Because they're trying to make them, their intent might be good, but the implementation went for a toss. This is natural extension of I am unique. And has huge impact on mental health, especially on self-acceptance. When I'm unique, if I got 60 and you got 90, you getting 90 is not my mistake. You being more intelligent than me is not my mistake. You getting a better package than me, you getting in Google or Microsoft or some other company is not my mistake. I will always try to make my 60 to 90. That opportunity I always have. But why do I sit and then blame my 60 because you got 90? Is there any meaning in that? Usko IIT mein aaya. Tu mains bhi pass nahi kiya. Is there any meaning? You see, amount, what I was telling in the beginning, remember? Avoidable self-generated sorrow. That's where these spiritual principles come in. as a human being, I deserve same kind of respect like anyone else. Because I'm equal. I'm not same. Eliminates all artificial disparities created based on body consciousness, color, religion, gender, nationality, money, position, all of them. And this is so simple, nothing complicated. Is it complicated? So spirituality is not at all complicated, it's very simple. It's the process of me becoming a better version of myself, but with proper knowledge. And you remember the four subjects of Brahma Kumaris? Does anyone remember? What are those four? Other than BKs in the audience. I asked you to write down, that's fine. I said, don't trust your memory. Flip through the book if you have written it. The framework of learning. Very good. So what was the first one? Dharna Seva. Very good. So that clarity comes from knowledge, that jnana. And then you sit and reflect, yoga, make it yourself. Then dharna, you implement, it becomes easier. Because you are empowered now. And then you share, so that you create a better world around yourself. Is this clear? I am equal, I am not same. Which child? A or B? The child who is getting hurt. Yeah. So, you handle them differently. When the person is saying, as I said, I don't use the word right or wrong. I take her aside and have a conversation saying, if you take this approach, what is it causing to that kid? Sorrow? Unhappiness? Frustration? Anger? Now, can any negative input give rise to positive output? Your intent is good. You want positive output. But what are you inputting into the system? So, it always needs to start with the parent first. We need to be consistent. And then you educate the child. If the parent is not getting educated, for the kids, what we did for the digital wellness, we wrote another version. What the book that's available outside is for the colleges and university and high school. For the middle school, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, we created another book. The first chapter we wrote is Parents' Guide to Digital Wellness. Chalne do na, fir aapko kya padhi hai? Have fun, welcome to the party. वो बदलना नहीं चाहते हैं तो मुझे क्या पड़ी है उनको बदलने की गुड विशेस दे दो ये बदले इट्स वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट बिकॉज आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू क्रॉस द लाइन माई डिजायर टू चेंज देम शुड नॉट बी लाइक दैट आप वो गन्ना जूस पीना नहीं चाहते हैं लेकिन आप उसको पकड़ के खींच के जा रहे हो पियो पियो ये अच्छा है तू नहीं जानता है ये अच्छा है अरे वो पीना नहीं चाहता है ना वो छोड़ दो ना उसको एंड देन ही विल से हाउ डू यू नो व्हाट इज गुड फॉर मी राइट ये कल्याण की भावना अति सर्वत्र वर्जयेत लॉट ऑफ पीपल कम टू मी विद दैट दे डोंट वांट टू चेंज विच इज ओके हाउ कैन आई इफ यू डोंट वांट टू चेंज नाउ यू केम हियर आप सुनेंगे या सोएंगे मेरे हाथ में है आप लिखेंगे या पढ़ेंगे मेरे हाथ में नहीं है ना सो वी विल गिव देम द गुड विशेस बट वी विल नॉट ट्राई टू इम्पोज नो आई डोंट यूज दैट वर्ड एज ज्ञान एट ऑल वी शुड नॉट इवन यूज दैट वर्ड इफ यू आर जेन्युइनली इंटरेस्टेड इन हेल्पिंग देम देन इट कम्स अक्रॉस इन हाउ यू रिलेट टू Because you love them, what was the third element in that equation? Yeah, in the equation, love is equal to, what was the third element? So in your approach itself, you will say, ye galat hai. If you are approaching from that angle, all these conversations will arise. But when I approach, my approach itself is filled with compassion, with love, I will not judge them. I will say, I see that you can become a better parent And better, I like the word better because it always comes after good. It doesn't come after bad. Have you seen that? Bad, better, best nahi bolte hain. Good, better, best. So when I'm saying you can become better, I am acknowledging that you are already good. See that? When I say you can become better, I'm acknowledging. So I am not forcing you to or looking down upon you. That compassion is what will help them to listen. A lot of times in our approach itself, we don't bring in that compassion. We bring in that judgmental attitude. Ye galat hai, isko fix karna hai, inki wajah se ye bachche ro rahe hai, main ye rona dekh nahi sakti, inko kuch batate hai, gyan pelte hai, nahi chalega. See, without knowing what your position is in the house, I can't comment, so maybe after the session I can meet you. Because there are also power dynamics that need to be handled. Or the best way is, you make all of them attend this retreat. Possible? At least language will become the same. Wo manenge ya nahi baad mein. Lekin aap jo kar rahe ho, wo, they won't get confused. Exactly. Correct. Exactly. I'm valuable. Now, write about your positive qualities. I'll give you 2 minutes time. I'm not going to read. Just write. What? Yeah. I write my positive qualities. You please write your positive qualities. No, thank you. I appreciate that. No, thank you. Yeah. So you please write your own positive qualities. Start. Please don't look at your spouse's or friend's book. I've talked about your qualities. Please write. Because you are not going to judge them, saying, aapke paas ye to hai hi nahi, aap kaise keh sakte ho. Wo chante ki they feel that they have the quality, let them write. Because it's about positive qualities. That's why I ask you to write your qualities only. Keep writing. Think. You have plane loads of good qualities. Let the pen not stop. You're more beautiful and valuable than you think you are. This is a time for you to reflect. They are already there. So each one of you got at least 10 qualities? Very good. So now what we will do is, share these with someone you don't know. You can move around. Because then the judgment won't come into picture. Because these are your qualities you are sharing. So share with someone whom you don't know. Go ahead. Introduce yourself and you don't have to feel embarrassed because these are your qualities. Yeah, go ahead. Pick your partner and share your qualities. You share yours and let them share theirs. No, do it. Do it in the audience, please. Okay? Very good. If you can come back to your seats, please. How was the experience? Karni chahiye. A lot of times, we don't give the value to ourselves that we deserve, and we expect that from the world around us. And that is why in Brahma Kumaris I learnt another use, very beautiful phrase called self-respect, स्वमान. जब स्वयं स्वयं को मान देते हैं, that स्वमान is what translates into confidence and power. Self-respect. We all have that. It's just that we should allow ourselves to experience it and remember it. I want to give you an exercise if you are interested. Yes, please. Yeah. Yeah. When you are hurting the other person and when the result is negative, that's getting into ego. Right? Because ego is synonymous with arrogance. I am right, you are also right. Self-respect. I am right, you are wrong. Arrogance and ego. So one exercise I want to give you, if you are interested, you can do that with your family members. Once you go back, every single family member of yours, write their positive qualities with specific examples. Why do you think they have this quality? Sit with them, share with them. Because a lot of times we don't acknowledge our own family members. We take them for granted. That desire to be loved, to be recognized, to be accepted is innate. So the next one. I am master. Now this is another self-evident truth. If I say you are a master, is there anyone in the hall who will say, no, I am a slave? Will you fight with me if I say you are a master? No, right? Because this is again self-evident truth. I am a master. So what are the qualities of a master? Go ahead. Protecting the team. Very good. Leadership. Sorry, self? Justice. Very good. Unbiased. Good decision maker. Non-judgmental. Altruistic. Yes, he trusts the team. Yes, qualities of a master. Very good. Listen, good listener. Accountable. Yes. So let's see that. Capable, confident, independent, fearless, gives hope, positive, motivation, trust, all the positive qualities. Yes? What are the opposite qualities of a slave? Now when I start, all these demotivate and keep a lid on your capabilities, even if you have them inside, because it starts with this smriti that I am the master. If I am the master, I am the creator. Very important. I take charge of my life. I don't allow others to press my buttons. I create my own experience and I no one on the face of this earth can make me feel inferior or unhappy without my permission. No one on the face of this earth can make me feel inferior or unhappy without my permission. That's why with my team members, when I was managing a big team, I used to tell them, you can call me Bala, you are an idiot in front of the 100 people. I'll say, show me the data. Otherwise, it is just your opinion. And you can have your opinion and I need not agree with your opinion. It's not truth. When somebody says something, I add my acceptance automatically and that acceptance or agreeing with what they are saying causes me sorrow. What they said does not cause me sorrow. What they said, when I add my agreement with what they said, then Ganga Jamuna begins. Now who is more powerful? Can I control them what they are going to say? No. But I have the power to control whether I am going to agree with it or not. If I don't agree, will it cause me sorrow? It needs lot of purushartha, spiritual practice, but they cannot give me sorrow. Even though we say they give me sorrow, no, they don't. A lot of cases. That's why we said more than 90% for many of us, sorrow is self-generated. We forget that I am the master, I am creating my experience, allow them to create that experience for me, and most of the time that becomes sorrow. Because unke paas wo hai hi sorrow, to wo kya denge? And in relationships, I keep saying this, ek bikhari dusre bikhari ko kabhi shaukar nahi bana sakta. A beggar can never make another beggar rich. I want love from you, you want love from me. And less than a year, talak, talak, talak. Because both are begging each other. You raise your hand. Yeah. So here, happiness does not mean hedonic happiness, where I don't care a damn about what's happening to the other person. When I say happy here, what it means is, I will not allow others to give me sorrow. That's the definition of happiness I'm talking about here. When you don't allow them to give you sorrow, your response to them will always be positive, because you never allowed them to give you sorrow. And that's one thing I learned here again. Dukh nahi dena hai, ye sabko pata hai. Lekin yahan aake hi maine seekha hai, dukh nahi lena hai. I should not give sorrow to anyone, that's understood, that's universal. But I should not also take sorrow. And in that sense, I talked about me creating my own experience. I'm not talking about from the hedonic perspective. Baad mein jaye ko abhi, I am happy. Khao nahi khao, main khaungi, so jaungi. That's why you didn't study, you didn't read. Go, you do, because I am unique, I am equal, I am powerful. So that will spoil the complete family and the relationship. Again, this is for yourself, so that you feel empowered and you start relating to the other person and not start getting upset. Right? What we call is nirdosh drishti, because they don't have the knowledge. And then gently, through your compassion, they will start feeling empowered. That's what it means. Good question. As a master, I respond, I don't react. I don't blame others or situations. I am assertive. I am not aggressive. Usually I don't do any self-promotion during these sessions, but because there are so many things that I have already written about in the newly released book, if you are interested, I would encourage you to go through. It's called Equations for Easy Life. I've shared with you my personal website URL. If you go there, you should be able to get that book. What is the difference between being assertive and aggressive? Acceptance and agreement. What is the difference between being nice and being good? Being harsh and being tough? A lot of us don't understand. Even some senior leaders whom I train, they don't understand. So based on my 25 years of coaching experience, I've put all of them in a book. Makes it easier for people to understand, with lots of examples in that. So if you're interested, you can go through that. And being a master means accepting and acknowledging my capabilities, having faith in myself. So see the beauty here. When I'm a master, I'm talking about myself. I'm not worried. I'm not talking about the other person. My happiness does not need to come from your sorrow. My happiness is independent. Me being happy does not mean I'm not acknowledging your sorrow. It only means I'm not allowing your sorrow to make me unhappy. I am still compassionate. I will still help you. But for that, if you fall sick, I don't need to fall sick to take care of you. See the difference?
What to do if people become dead, will you be
happy? People become dead, will you be happy? They are choosing to be sad, so main kya kar sakta hun? Bas itna hai. actions driven by faith in the self move me into a position of strength. When I operate from a position of strength, I drive things without being driven. A lot of times my actions are driven by position of weakness, about failure, about fear. But when they come from the position of strength, I start driving things rather than being driven. It is about accepting and acting without feeling sad, bad, mad. I acknowledge others' contribution and capabilities. That's important. That's the power of being a master. I don't feel intimidated. I enjoy your success as much as I enjoy my success. Because I am unique. I am master. I create my experience. If you get more marks, you getting more marks does not mean it is my mistake and I start crying. No. I am comfortable in my own skin. I will continue to improve. I will continue to work on becoming a better version of myself. But I will not reject who I am today just because I can become better. Contentment is not equal to complacency. I don't need to hate my today for me to create a better version of myself tomorrow. Because hate is again a negative input. It cannot give a positive output. A lot of leaders who are type A personalities, when I tell them that you need to be contented, they say, no, I can't be contented. I will stop working. I should constantly be unhappy. I should constantly think that I don't have. Only then I can strive. Only then I can improve. And they are the ones who are chasing a shadow. Because they are never happy. They are never contented. And I give them this simple example to clarify the difference between contentment and complacency. You have a 40-inch television at home. You want to buy a 60-inch television. And you started saving. And you know it's going to take 1 year for you to get the 60-inch television. Clear? For those intervening 365 days, should I hate my 40-inch television? Should I curse my 40-inch television? Because I like 60-inch television? Or can I continue to enjoy the 40-inch television while I work for 60-inch television? Enjoying that 40-inch television while I work for my 60-inch television is contentment. So what I have, let me start enjoying while I continue to work towards making it better. How such simple lack of this understanding or knowledge creates so much of unhappiness and sorrow unnecessarily, which is all avoidable self-generated sorrow. When I am a master, when I have this smriti of being powerful, this is how my brain is. That is my prefrontal cortex, this part of the brain. This part of the brain is called prefrontal cortex. It's active. That means I can make proper decisions. But when I feel weak, when I feel afraid, anxious, this is how my brain becomes. That means practically, including the blood flow to this part of the brain reduces. Because I became emotional, I became anxious, I am scared, I am moving into position of weakness. So what does this smriti do? It helps me move from this state of confusion to this state of clarity. When I am able to make proper decisions. So if you are not a master, you can never operate at full potential. When I am a master, I focus on expressing myself. When I am not a master, I focus on impressing people. And can I impress anyone? I have absolutely no control. When my focus is on you, whom I cannot control, I waste a lot of my energy. But when my focus is on me, which I can control, the chances of you liking what I'm sharing will increase because I'm giving the best product. I'm focusing on expressing myself. पत्ते पत्ते को पानी देने जाओगे तो पेड़ सूख जाएगी. बीज को पानी देना सीखो तो पेड़ हरा भरा रहेगा. That is not selfishness. So my experience with a drug addict many years ago, one of my friends recommended his friend who has been back and forth from a de-addiction center. He said, Bala, you speak with him. So I started the conversation just trying to find out where he's coming from, and I introduced him to just this one smriti, that you are a master. You can control the substance that you are taking and you have the capability to control your urge. Just that one smriti. He literally started crying. Because until then, he thought he has no control over his addiction. But as soon as he remembered that I told him that you are a master, and he internalized it, he felt for the first time he had that sense of agency. He felt that yes, my actions are in my control because I'm a master. That was about 7 years ago. He is still sober. Now he is taken to sports, games, so that he doesn't have to go towards that area at all. One small change in smriti. I am a master. As a master, I can control my thoughts. This is one more thing I learned here at Brahmakumaris. A lot of times, what we are taught since childhood, man kutta hai, billi hai, wo usko ye ghoda hai, control nahi kar sakte hai. So when you start with this smriti that you cannot control, you won't even put the effort. But when you start with this smriti, aham atma mama shariram, this is my mind, I can control it, then you start working towards it. Good. Last one. You are the painter of your life. Don't give the paintbrush to someone else. That's where we started and that's where we end. Can you say that loudly? Again. Again. Please remember this simple insight. Easy? Good. Thank you very much.